Welcome to Business Purpose and Clarity with Petri. I'm your host. We talk about startup life, insights, practical tips, mistakes, failures, and everything between. I will tell you a shortcut. I will tell you a way to figure out what the other party is doing really quickly, so that you don't need to spend time asking endless questions and figuring out what they're really doing. Because sometimes, well, I guess they should know, but maybe they know, but they just cannot tell what they're doing, and it takes too long time. And, well, you're busy. If you want to figure out what is the other party doing, what is their intention, what is their actual way of working, focus on the business model. Ask them how they make money, because that will reveal pretty much everything. Because they can say that they do a lot of stuff, or you don't really figure out, are they a non-profit, or how they actually earn their living, or what's the intention behind it. This comes up quite often when you're talking with cooperation partners, you're talking with potential distributors, you're talking about with investors, or you thinking about applying for incubator, accelerator, or whatever it is, what are you doing when you're building your business. I run into this question quite often. I'm almost every time as confused. Many years back, I was teaching a startup finance course in a university, and I was asking from the students that focus on the money in the beginning of the course. Ask why. The only thing you need to figure out is why. Why are they doing it? What is their business model? How they make their money? Why? And just keeping your eyes on the price reveals pretty much the whole thing. And if you can imagine jumping on their shoes and thinking the world from this perspective, let's take an example of the accelerators, incubators, because that's, well, it's a favorite topic, and I come to that question so often that it's better that I mention it here as well. So how do they make their money? Well, the business model is a bit complicated for them. It's really hard to make cash. So in other words, the operational expenses with the accelerated incubator, because they are taking idea stage, early stage companies, and they are not really swimming on cash. Most of the times they don't have any, and they are actually coming to you as an accelerated incubator to get cash. That's their prime motivation. Or they want to get access to the investor pool, what you saying you're going to bring to the demo day or something like that. But it's not exactly that the incubators, accelerators are doing it for the fun of it. They are those, obviously, as well, but I wouldn't say that most of them are like that. I've seen also those who actually solve this cash issue for them, the operational issue, by charging from the companies who take the batch as an access fee or whatever they call it. For example, they can give you 100K investment in return of maybe 10% of the company or in that neighborhood, but you will not get the 100K. I mean, it will land on your bank account, your company's bank account, but they will invoice and you need to pay back 75 or 30 or something. But anyways, they will actually take the money back. In other words, you give up 10% of your company, you get only 50K cash, which probably goes for the expenses of the accelerator if you have to relocate for a different country or do some stuff like that, because you cannot really do your business while you're educating yourself with the program content. So just think about that. That's one model. It's not the only model. Some of them are not taking equity. Somebody else is sponsoring what they're doing. But that's also important to think about. Why are they sponsoring it? What are they getting out of it? Because nobody does anything without some purpose behind it. So maybe they are selling your ideas. Maybe they are getting access to those things. There's usually something there. I'm not saying it's in bad intent, but it's just for you to figure out how stuff works. Following the money reveals that quite often. So that was just an example of accelerated incubators. If we still keep on being on that topic for a while, it's, if you think about actually whether you want to actually go in that program, there's an opportunity cost as well. Like I said, you have to probably pay for the time you're there, either with the money they gave you or with your own time, which is away from the other stuff you can do. I probably will do another episode where I focus on the opportunity cost, so I will not go too deeply on this one here. Just to remind you where we started today, what's the business model? How do they make money? That's the quickest way to figure out how any and every business is actually motivated, whether there's a misalignment between what they say and what they really do. So keep that in mind. And maybe you ask that question first. How do you make your money?